You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about a friend who's in two places at once, how doing your civic duty is like missionary work, and we are all going to die by a flaming skull. So run, bitch. Run.
All that and more on episode 136 of the Roman Podcast.
Welcome to the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Gast.
Mr. Rob Gast.
It is I.
If our listeners are listening to this show the day it downloads, happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. Yay.
But if you're listening to it the day after or any day after that, holy shit, those Christmas decorations went up fast.
Yeah, no kidding.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Every year I'm one of these idiots. Not idiots, but I do this. I buy an ornament for the family, right? Doesn't make me an idiot.
Complete your thought, and I'll okay. I'll judge. Right?
You know the ornaments, and you get all the family names on it, right? And you know, and basically some of them have like snowmen, some of them have penguins, some of them have just stockings. So okay. It's basically a customized ornament. You buy in them all, and I saw their kiosk going up like 2 weeks ago. Now, the only reason why I'm like, wow, that's quick. It's not even Halloween yet. Like, it's middle of October. And I'm thinking, oh, yeah, I got to get mine this year.
You know what, though? It's because Costco and Walmart, they all decided to break the rule, which is you don't bring out your Christmas stuff till after Halloween.
Right.
They broke the rule and they brought them out in August this year. They said, screw the rules. And so I went to Costco. I'm looking at Halloween stuff in August. I'm looking at Christmas stuff by the end of August. And I'm like, This doesn't make any sense. Like, you're just screwing everybody up.
It's so
much consumerism that it's screwing up the holiday for everybody. It's like, we don't have time to transition. Like, oh, we're in this holiday now. Wait, it's a big blur now.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, now it's kind of like the wave. You know what I mean? Like, you see the wave coming from a mile away. You're like, okay, here I go. Okay, I see August. I see September.
Yeah.
I see October. December. Oh, it's gone. Oh, I don't know. I was already celebrating Easter in January.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
It's like enough already. Like they're screwing up like our holidays just so they can keep selling us their wares.
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous, and it's because it's not like when you start seeing these things go up, but you start seeing little Santas and snowmen. It's like, oh, you start getting into the spirit, but it's just like Christmas is going to be just here, and we're like, oh yeah, I've been dealing with this shit for months now.
It's like, everybody's starting to see what it's like in my world where I'm an actor. It's like, hey, it's August. We're going to go film a Christmas movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've done that too. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You go to Costco. You'll know what it feels like. It's so fucking weird. How am I supposed to get in? You know?
Well, you get that in music.
We have training. So, it kicks in. But it's just like, for most people, that awkward feeling is like, what the fuck? So it's like when you show up on set and there's snow in July.
Exactly. Or a lot of musicians, you're recording your Christmas album in August because it's got to be out at Christmas. So you're roasting in a studio, scoring Frosty the Snowman.
You're wearing your pullover.
Yes.
That says, ho, 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 now I have a machine gun.
Oh, that's horrible. Anyway. And also, too, it's like the election laws in Canada here. Once we have an election, there's a certain amount of days. I think it's 60 or 90 days. You can officially campaign, which is, I know this may sound so foreign to our friends in the United States. Yeah. There, you can't start campaigning until like seriously hard campaigning until a certain number of days before the election.
It used to be like only 30 days. And then they recently changed it. And it was like the longest campaign ever. 90 days. And
90 days, yeah.
And our friends in the U.S. have to deal with this stuff for more than a year.
Well, the second they want their election's over, you got a big, huge election coming up, and we're watching, American friends. We're watching with bated breath. Anyway, so we're paying attention. Anyway, so they got a huge election coming up here in the beginning of November, and whatever you vote for, please go out and vote. because at least your voice is heard. We say this come every election time, but you've been hearing campaigns since the last election. Like, it just never ends.
Yeah, well, there's a specific reason for that. Most people stop campaigning after they get into office.
Yes, but
this time, not so much.
Not so much. No. Well, you know what, though? I've heard one of our party leaders at the federal level doing commercials, just saying how wonderful they are, and not campaigning, but just a message from their party. I'm like, wait a minute, that sounds like a fucking camp. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, knock it off. Yeah. We don't want to hear that shit. Save it.
You shut up, eh? We don't want to fucking hear
it. Yeah, come on, eh? Yeah. Fucking up my poutine. Trying to eat my fucking poutine here. I gotta listen to your shit.
Jesus here, buddy. I ain't got time for that, all right? Dude, sweet.
Of course, knowing our luck, with one of the podcatchers we're going out on, they're gonna slap that ad into the middle of the show.
Yeah.
As they do.
Don't you find this insert politician name here? Yeah, exactly. He's a fucking idiot. And now a commercial insert politician name here.
Exactly. But-
It's like, everybody loves me.
The Marxist-Leninist party is sponsored by Roman Podcast. Wait, what? What's going on? Anyway, so yes, today is the day this show drops. Today, right now, it's a couple days before Halloween. It is Halloween now. What's going on? The Boston Red Sox just won the World Series.
Oh, really?
Yes, they won it in five. They kicked the crap out of the LA Dodgers. And, you know, when they, because this is their fourth title in the last 15 years. And I think in 2004, they broke the curse of the Bambino. They didn't win for 85 or 86 years. Now it's like, holy fuck, they won again? But we're in the same division up here.
But you know what? If you went 85 years without winning it's called the pennant?
The World Series. Yeah, the pennant is when you win the league. Because they win the American League.
You win the World Series. Yeah. I don't know from no baseball. Anyways, you know, if you've gone 85 years and you haven't won, then maybe four times in 15 years, you have a little catching up.
Oh, yeah, but
it's okay.
It's funny how quick, that's what I mean. I have nothing against, like, I'd like to see the Jays because they're in the same division. So Boston kicked the crap out of them all year. But it's almost weird to see, like, oh, Boston Red Sox won again. When growing up, we would have been like, oh, we're never going to see that fucking happen. You know what I mean? It's just, it was cool to see them win it, and it was cool to see them win it a few times, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wow, this is becoming old hat. This is very strange.
Yeah. Well, it's like when we grew up and we're like, Detroit Red Wings winning the Stanley Cup. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. Didn't they go on and win
like
four?
60 years or something like that. And it was just kind of like, that'll never happen. And then there's like a big slew of them. So.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyway, Boston fans, I know they shared the division with our beloved Blue Jays, but congratulations on your World Series. Enjoy it. You know, it's nice of, you know. It's what we do.
Take some cues from Ovechkin and bring the trophy just about everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Ovi, when he won the Stanley Cup last year, he just partied with that cup.
He brought it to, like, tennis tournaments, and he went, like, you name it, he brought it somewhere.
Costco, just, you know, whatevs.
I won this cup. I'm going to get this cup everywhere I go.
Yeah.
You want old Henry bar? Watch my commercials.
Watch my commercial. And look at my cup.
It was like... Wooden is not even, would that be an insult to wood?
Ovechkin's, Alex Ovechkin, hockey player, captain of the Washington Capitals. He would say his acting ability is wooden.
Wooden? No, that's an insult to wood. It would be like quick set concrete mix. I mean, it's just, just stiff.
Yeah. The Roman Podcast would like to apologize to all the concrete mix makers out there. No. So, okay. Where was I? Boston Red Sox won the World Series. This show is dropping on Halloween. Lots of stuff going on. Anything going on with you this week? Anything new and exciting?
I think because the show's dropping on Halloween, and those who are listening to it on Halloween, especially in the U.S., I've got some advice for you.
Okay.
Okay. So for those listening, if it is currently Halloween and you're listening to this podcast, run, bitch, run. All right. Because, I mean, there's Michael Myers and Jason out there. And fuck, just look behind you. All right. Right now, stop. Look, you know, you're thinking, yeah, there's nothing behind. No, I'm actually behind you. Just turn around. I made you look.
Okay. Okay. See. All right. So, okay. You're assuming people are taking their children out trick-or-treating. Listen, of course, and naturally listening to our podcast.
No, no, you're listening to wrong podcast. You're alone in your vehicle. You're not listening with kids in there, right?
Right, yes.
You might be alone with a buddy, and you're probably, you know, they may even be getting high. You know, you don't know who and what.
I think you've nailed our demographic, sure.
Like, dude, yeah. He knows, dude. Look behind you fuckers. He's right there.
I think you've nailed our demographic.
He's like, stop it, man. Stop it. Fucking freaking me out, man. I know I'm freaking you out. I apologize, but he's right behind you.
He's right behind you. Awesome. All right. Okay. So again, anything new this week with you? Nothing, any new projects or stuff?
I just returned a rental furnace, if that makes anybody feel important.
You returned a rental furnace.
That's right. Yeah, the furnace in my house was rented hot. For that's... 60 years when I bought the place. And then I took over for the last 12 or whatever, 15, and I had bought my own furnace. My brother installed it.
Yeah.
I finally got to return it, and it's a big chunk of rental money out of my pocket every month. And I brought it back today, and I'm like, take your fucking shit.
Take your shit. Keeping me warm.
It's costing me like $800 a year, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, I know. I am also a home person. with home bills and
stuff. So I finally got to do that. I picked up a few things running around, just trying to take care of a million things.
Yep.
But actually there was a few things. I have a friend of mine who recently moved back from British Columbia, from Vancouver. So we're hoping to do some collaboration on stuff because I'd like to get back into writing movies. And I have a specific genre I like.
Do you? Yes. I know the genre you like, and we've been over it a million times on this show. But either way, I don't know if there was much writing.
YouTube goes down.
Yes.
There's only one place to go. Right? For your genre fix.
Yeah. People loved our little our quick teaser clip on your default all over the world. If YouTube goes down, everybody defaults to Pornhub.
Defaults to Pornhub.
Well done, people. Well done.
No, I'm a big fan of horror movies. Right?
Yes.
Which I was not as a kid.
Right.
My imagination was so creative as a kid that I couldn't even watch horror movies because I couldn't sleep for a week. Because I would imagine stuff worse than what I actually saw on TV.
Right. Well, right? Then it's time to put pen to paper.
So I have that genre. And also there's a couple other ones like film noir and a few other things. So I think I want to do like a mashup of something.
Yes.
And there's like I've got a bunch of different genres. And I'm like, well, maybe we should try this and this.
Not to mention your Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fantasy fanfic.
that's on Pornhub as well.
It's kind of
like a furry, but it's when I say want to see my turtle, it's not what you think.
It's not what you think. No. Yeah.
It's you know, it is hiding in its shell.
Right.
Right. And then you have to do a couple fancy moves for it to come out.
Yes. Well, I don't know, fancy, just kind of, you mean.
Well, it's all in the wrist. But anyways,
boy howdy. Yeah. Okay. So there we go. Okay. So
there's not four of them, but it does grow to at least four times its size. So I mean, it's the same thing, right?
It's kind of maybe.
Yeah. And then when people go,
it unfurls.
Girl, I go, yo, man, I'm Shredder.
I'm Shredder. No, you're not. We're not.
Fucking liar.
So on that happy note, we're going to slightly shift the pendulum here and move from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle erotic fan fiction to our holiday cards.
Christmas sleigh. Oh, okay. We're getting off the
No, because of our, again, Halloween is today when this drops, but we're just going to put this out there. Again, every year, Rowan and I, we get together and we put out holiday cards, Christmas cards, or whatever you celebrate. It just, you know, whatever you're celebrating. We want to say hi, of course, during the holiday season. And we usually mail these out around December 1st. So, of course, now being November, we're putting a word out. We're only putting out 50 cards this year because these things can get a little out of hand like in years past. So Roman and I, we have already a bunch earmarked for our regular recipients. But if you would like a holiday card from Roman and myself, we sign them. There's no stamping. We get them. They're actually Roman podcasts. We get them made and we're going to send them out. So we got 50 of them. Of course, there's a bunch already earmarked. So if you would like one, send us a message. You can probably the best way is direct message us on Twitter. You can get me at Robert MMcast. Send me a direct message or direct message the show on Twitter, Roman Podcasts, or at Roman Podcast on Twitter. Send us a direct message. We'll get your particulars, and of course, we won't share your address with our listening audience.
No.
If that worries you. Or once we use your address, we don't really use it for anything else. You know.
Yeah, we don't exactly keep a file on you.
No, we don't. Yeah. So we're not Russia. Come on now. And we won't sell your data.
Yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, our database are a bunch of recipe cards.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it's in my office here.
Non-transferable, technically.
Yes.
And yeah, it's and that's actually, I don't even think we. I'm just kidding. I don't even think we.
No, we don't. No, I write the. I take the address. I write it down, and then there it is. That's done. So yeah. There you go. And I know it seems a little bit early. I know we were complaining about the early, but hey, these things are going out in 4 weeks. So. If you want one, let us know. We'll get you on the list. And,
yes, and we have people around the world. So if you're listening to this, I know we got listeners all over the world.
Yep.
You're like, oh, no, I don't think he means me. No, look, I'm talking like
we mean you.
Everybody in Europe who's listening to us, everybody in India, everybody in Africa, Australia, New Zealand. Like, we see that we have listeners in those areas.
Yes, exactly.
Generally, just like countrywide. So we don't know exactly where
you're from. Yeah, we don't have
address. We don't know where the fuck you are. We just know you're from that country.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have listeners all over the place. It's crazy when we look at our map. Things lit up like a Christmas tree, and you're like, who's listening to me in Azerbaijan? But whoever you are, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And again,
it's multiple people, so it's always fun to see.
And again, our numbers, they're great, and we appreciate everybody listening. And it's weird because we're huge in Slovakia for some reason, but we appreciate it.
Really are.
So hey, our Slovakian friends, you know, send us your address there. We'll hook you up with our Roman Podcast card.
We do a Roman Podcast world tour. We're starting in Slovakia.
We are and finishing,
or we're finishing in Slovakia because I have a feeling that.
Well, I'm sure. Roman would love to finish in Slovakia.
Our friends are going to show us what a good time in Slovakia is. So,
yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if we'll make it out to the next country. So maybe we'll finish with Slovakia.
There we go. So there we go. I think we covered all the bases. Boston Red Sox. We complained about early Christmas stuff. Then we promoted Christmas stuff. That sounds about us there. We're
YouTube, Pornhub. That sounds like us as well. That's in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, okay. You know what?
The reason I said I want everybody from the world to come in. I want to send cards out around the world.
Yeah, and absolutely. Yeah. And also too, if you are if you're in Australia or New Zealand, or of course, I know our European friends, if it goes out December 1st, you'll probably get it by Christmas. But if you're way far out there, or you're you need a Sherpa, like you're listening to us at the top of a mountain in Tibet, like you might want to let us know earlier so you can actually have it for the holiday season. But then again, if you live in Tibet, I'm not sure you're celebrating Christmas.
Well, we're going through a rotating postal strike.
Yes, we are. So, I forgot about that.
You may get them in March.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like I said, send cards out to Azerbaijan. Yeah, they may get in trouble. For Merry Christmas. Oh shit.
That's why it says holiday.
It says holiday.
Yeah. And we make them up. We make new ones every year. And these ones are they look very, dare I say, cute. So anyway, so you know what? We're really deep in the episode already. Do you have any headlines we can get into?
Some head? Yes, sir. Okay. So I don't know if you saw this on the news, but cops are searching for a Ross from Friends lookalike suspected of theft.
I heard this. Now, let me just, because I hear it just by skimming through our social medias. From what I see, there's a gentleman that looks exactly like David Schwimmer from Friends, actor.
Well, it's I shouldn't say exactly. The way the angle and the camera, and because it's a little darker on his face,
right,
kind of looks like in a certain angle he looks like David Schwimmer from Friends, right?
Right, right. Like when we record, you kind of look like Brad Pitt if I was blind. But yeah, I understand. You mean like it's Roman's like
blindly awesome? Sure. No, listen. So of course this got media attention around the world, mm-hmm. and. Police in Blackpool said, like, we're investigating the matter thoroughly and have confirmed that David Schwimmer was in America on this date. So we're sorry it had to be this way. So, it was real funny. Everybody was kind of joking around. This image went viral. Okay, yep. That's right. Update on this story.
Okay. Right?
I've never given an update on a story I'm first reporting, but here we go. David Schwimmer proves it wasn't him because what did he do? He went to a grocery store or a corner store or like, I think it was a grocery store.
Right.
Wore the exact same jacket.
Oh, no.
Did his hair the exact same way, had the exact same case of beer in his hand, right? Case of tall boys, and it was kind of falling all over the place. And he walked by right by the security camera and looked right at security camera and then kept going. And, you know, and then he took that image, which was that video that was so funny.
Yes.
And he sent it to Blackpool Police and he said, so sorry, Blackpool Police. As you can see, I was in America.
Yes.
It was the exact same scene. So fucking funny, man.
That's fantastic. And what a great way to react. And you know, not, it just, it's amazing how these things go viral. You know, it's just, it's insane. But, you know, hey, this is the world we live in. And it's, you know, it's funny. It's a funny story. It doesn't hurt anybody, well, except for that one store. And, you mean, we're not telling people, if you look like a celebrity, don't go steal beer. We're not saying that.
No, but I'm sure that store is a little more famous now. They'll have more people come in and go, like, you know, this is where the David Schwimmer person was. Was it? Actually, it's Blackpool, so I think that's I don't know.
Sure
if that's in Wales. Is that Wales?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. We'll ask our UK correspondent. But of course, if Rob Way doesn't live in Wales, and maybe he wouldn't know as well.
Well, Wales is not technically, it is another country, right? But
it's in the United Kingdom, yes.
Hence
the United Kingdom.
Well, actually, it's Blackpool, England. Okay, because I was thinking like of, because I think they have an amusement park there in Blackpool, right?
Okay.
Right? And it's in the northwest England. Okay, so I was thinking of Wales. So if it was in Wales, they'd be like, there's a place called, you know, we have Barrie, Ontario, right?
Which we do, yes.
Yes. So we call it Barrie, but they have a town, the same thing, and they call it Body.
Body, yeah.
Right? But they have the thick Welsh accent. So it's like, what's a kid? And oh, I'm going at the Body. I'm going to enjoy myself. You're going to come along. We're going to have a good time. Right? So they have that Welsh accent. So that's why I was like, maybe he's there, but I know Blackpool, it's kind of like, there's a huge amusement park there. So
okay.
I was kind of hoping it's the same because Barrie is the same thing. Apparently, it's another type of thing. So
I've never been.
Sorry, body.
Actually, we were thinking. The wife and I were talking. We might 2020 might be making our way out to the UK. One half of the Roman podcast, and
I may be heading out there as well.
Oh well, there we go. Okay, yeah, and that'll be great because whenever I travel, and people go, "Hey, where's Roman?"
Well, he's right there.
Yeah, he's right there. You can't see where he's right beside me. Oh my! See that? I think that would freak people out even more.
I thought it was like, an obelisk. I'm sorry.
You really actually
wear tan. You're a very large man.
You do travel together. This is okay. That's a little weird.
I wasn't planning on it, but he told me he was going on vacation, and I'm legally forced to follow him around.
Yes.
Just so he can point behind him and go. He's right there.
Yeah, he's just so I can go. Don't say nothing to each other the whole trip. Just
don't talk to
stick
each other.
The thumb over my shoulder. Yeah, he's right behind me.
By the sixth day, I just kind of like, you know, unimpressively raise my hand. Just wave.
Yes.
As you know,
Rob Cast and the sidekick on the Roman Podding Cast. It's like, wait, what? Roman's like, what the fuck's going on here?
A mutual friend of ours. He wanted to. I think he said himself. He said 5 years from. I think it was about three, four years ago. He said 5 years. I want to do a complete tour of Europe.
Okay.
And I said, well, you know what? I have enough air miles to fly there, first class, and back.
Oh, nice.
I'm sure they don't want me to stay. We're planning the same thing. So yeah, hey, Rob, we should plan some.
Oh, we should do a live show from England. Rob Wade, let us know.
Yeah,
talk to us. Awesome. Call us. We got to work something out. 2020. We'll figure it out. Anyway, there we go. Roman Podding Cast live from the UK.
Dan, the Roman Podding Cast tour coming in 2020.
If we make it.
What is this amazing place I've walked into? Rob Wade, this is a Greg's.
This is great.
Amazing.
This is great. This is fantastic.
It's a Greg's.
Yes.
I don't know what a Greg's
is. You don't have Burger King in Canada? Oh, you do. Okay. Still amazing, though. It's really good.
It seems to be a grocery store with lots of meat and sandwiches.
Yeah, of course, when you travel, too, you go up to the counter and they realize immediately you're Canadian.
Yes.
By our lovely accents. And they're like, oh, sorry, we don't have poutine, eh? Oh.
well, Rule Britannia.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, so next one.
Yes, next one. Let's get on FM.
Florida mayor. So, of course.
Florida, naturally. Yeah.
Florida is gold for us.
It is, yes.
Florida mayor accused of soliciting sex in exchange for speed bumps.
So he wants, okay, normally when you read these headlines, I try to dissect, like, you try to figure out how this thread started. So he wants speed bumps on his roads, and he's,
no, that's what you're,
okay. Or like speed bumps, like spooning drugs up your nose.
No, speed bumps, the pavement that,
yeah.
The raised sections of pavement to make sure.
Yes. Okay, an actual speed bump. Yeah.
Yes. So imagine you're a politician going door to door, and you go like, "Hi, I'm your politician, Dave McMahon." Blah, 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 blah. That's not even his name, but I'm just like,
yeah.
You know, and what can I do for you? I just want you to know. Blah, blah. And the girl's like, "Well, you know what? I could really use here speed bumps here because people are like going to go crazy and like,
well, yeah, they're driving too fast in the neighborhood."
And this and that. And she's like, "Well, what if we make it easier and I pay you this way?" And she, you know, and they decided, so he's been banging this chick and in exchange for him banging her, she's like, "I want my speed bumps."
Yeah, okay. So she literally, cars are traveling too fast on her street. She wants speed bumps installed. It seems like a fair deal, right? It's a give and take relationship. I'm not sure it's quite the thing you want to do with tax dollars.
Well, they said that he was accused of misuse of his position to attempt to obtain a sexual benefit for himself. I think he was in the perfect position to
obtain this benefit. You know,
missionary doggy style, whatever position he was in, yes. He was in the right position to obtain, you know, to obtain sex for himself. So, I guess it was around, it's in Lantana, Florida. And,
right.
By Daytona Beach there, and it said here that the speed limit she wanted a safety measure would be improved if she had sex with him. So he basically said, "Hey, want your speed bumps? You know, time suck to ride the baloney pony." And she went, "How dare?" Okay.
So,
and as just so you know, the town approved the speed bumps in 2015.
So. Well, okay. Here we go. Now, okay, I'm against blowing politicians in exchange for special treatment.
Well, that in your dude. So,
well, yeah, I wouldn't.
You don't like dudes, so I'm against blowing politicians.
Hey, and I'm saying, if you're a dude and you want to blow your mayor, go ahead. I'm sure the mayor would be happy. Like, fuck, I'm not saying don't go blow your mayor. Come on, like, that's fucking grow up.
Everybody needs a hobby.
Yes,
you know, I was gonna go work out, but I instead if I could just blow a mayor.
If I could blow a mayor, or even a mayoral candidate,
a deputy mayor. Is there a deputy mayor who needs a blow out there?
Exactly. And again, we're not prudes. We don't give a fuck what you do. You want to go blow a mayor? Hey, if a mayor if everybody's consenting and he wants to receive a blowjob, if this is the case, then fantastic. You know what I mean? If a female mayor wants to blow a dude, who cares? Like, I don't know how it's... care. I don't know how it's done, but I don't care how it's done. If everybody's consenting and everybody's over age, right on, go have at her. But there is a line drawn when you're using taxpayer money and giving preferential treatment to someone being blown. See, I would prefer my garbage gets picked up at like 8 o'clock instead of 7 in the morning. That way I have time to get it out in the morning. Who do I gotta blow to get this fucking done?
Yeah, sorry, that's gonna require anal.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. Especially with the guys around my neighborhood. They're like, no. But you know, it answers the age old question. Like, how many, that's an expression. Hey, who do I gotta blow to get a fucking coffee around here? Who do I gotta blow to get this done here? Like, well, apparently the mayor.
Apparently the mayor.
The mayor. You blow the mayor. There you go. And again, whatever. You know what I mean? Whoever it is and however they're involved, as long as they're consenting and you're not, they're not benefiting.
You're not breaking any ethics.
Exactly. You can go ahead. I am all behind mayors blowing or being blown or participating or watching blowjobs. Whatever. I don't care. As long as everybody's consenting. But, you know what I mean? When you're pushing the ethical line as far as giving preferential treatment, then yeah, of course.
And like, if you need speed bumps in your neighborhood, but you're not willing to blow the mayor.
Yeah, exactly. Then now what do you do? Now you got fast cars.
You're going to have sex with the mayor. Now all of a sudden your neighborhood's not safe because you don't have a vagina.
Well, it doesn't. You can blow a mare if you don't have a vagina.
No, I understand, but he was having sex with her. He wasn't just blowing her.
You can have sex with a mare if you don't have a vagina. I'm just saying. Let's all grow up.
Yeah, but if you do that, then you get your garbage picked up an hour later. So that's it. It
confuses my metrics.
You're confusing the whole system.
Roman can see it, but you guys can't. I got a big whiteboard behind me where I've got us all plotted out. All right. Okay. The garbage man comes at 7, but they come a little too fast. Well, no, the speed bumps will slow them down, but they still come. I don't know. Anyway, you know what? We got time for one more.
I've been holding on to this one for a little bit.
Okay. We're going to finish strong.
Well, I just plan on scaring the shit out of people. So,
right.
Spooky skull-like death comet asteroid to zip past Earth just after Halloween.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's a different kind of Halloween sequel in the works. It says, coming to the sky as to the skies near the Earth, a skull, and literally the asteroid looks like a fucking skull.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So it was detected back in October 15, 2015, and they said that it's going to be flying by the Earth. And I love the fact that they describe it as a death comet because that makes everyone feel better.
Yeah.
They're like, because we believe it to be a dead comet because of the skull shape. Oh, there's nobody can interpret anything else out of that. Just, the skull shape. We don't think that we're going to die.
Yeah, exactly.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fucking idiots. Anyways, so they saw it on the, they picked it up by radar and they said that this is similar to fresh asphalt. While here on Earth, we think that it's pretty dark. It is brighter than a typical comet,
right?
Which reflects 3 to 5% of the light. That says it could be from a cometary origin, so it might have broke off of something. So, look, any comet that breaks off of another comet and looks like a skull screaming towards the Earth, I don't think this is good news.
Well, anything screaming towards Earth can't be good news, but you know what?
Well, this one actually looks like it's screaming towards, like literally screaming.
Yeah, like Ghost Rider. Yeah.
Yeah.
Except he's in the sky. Okay. People don't panic. Normally, 99 times out of 100, these things burn up in the atmosphere. And if they don't, by the time they actually hit the Earth,
those odds are horrible. 99.99999%.
Out of 100. Yeah, exactly. And if they do hit the Earth, they're either very minuscule and they have a 70% chance of hitting water. So I think this is just made to grab headlines, obviously. Yeah, if you squint real hard, you might be like, I think that looks like a flaming skull. Oh my God.
Waiting for the we have an asteroid coming towards Earth and it looks like a flaming anus.
Austin Powers.
Back to me, Doug. You can't fucking drop a flaming anus on me and then say back to me, Doug.
At the news desk. Flaming anus. What the?
The guy just loses it and go fuck yourself. Go fucking drop that on me. Oh, we're on the air. God, fuck you too, man.
Fuck you. You said flaming anus. All bets are off.
Fucking flaming anus. God damn, I hate this fucking job. He's ripping his mic.
And after this commercial, we're back with Fox and Friends.
Then it's beep and you go to that that emergency screen with the Native American on it there and all the racist tropes
exactly. They used to have
back in the 50s.
Well, it is Fox and Friends after all. Come on. All
right. No, Fox. See, we're getting into the political realm. I was going to say something and I'm like, nah, no, I'm going to let it go. Anyways.
Yes.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Enjoy your flaming anus and your very, very enthusiastic mare. I mean, and your David Schwimmers out there. And don't forget about our holiday card. Let us know if you're international, obviously, well, not in North America, continental North America, as they say. Let us know and we'll get you a holiday card. And
that's right. I want to thank David Schwimmer personally.
Yes.
Because, everybody loves him, Friends and all that, but he's a fucking amazing director. And one day I would like to work with that guy.
There you go.
But how fun is that guy to fucking just replicate all that shit?
Exactly. Hashtag David Schwimmer.
Hashtag David Schwimmer.
Okay, quick little bit of housekeeping real quick. You can get the show on Twitter. It is at Roman Podcast, and you can get myself on Twitter. I am at Robert MM Cast. I am Cast1973 on Instagram. You can get Roman. He is at Roman Citizens on Twitter and Roman Citizens on absolutely everything. That's Snapchat and Grindr and Tinder and Christian Mingle and whatever.
No, that's a Mindo, that's a Mingle Grindr.
Mingle Christian Grindr. Christian no, no. Grindr, yes. Okay.
No, I've converted. It's just mingled.
It's just great. You've converted. Yeah, yeah, he'll grind with you, but just not on the Sabbath. So anyway, don't forget our you go to RomanPodcast.com, it's your website. You can see the networks are on, the Tangible Network, the MC Podcast Network, and do not forget we are endorsed by Emotionally 14. Check that out. That is emotionally14.com. That's a numeric 14. So instead of spelling out 14, you go Emotionally 14.com. Check that out. Don't forget our Tasty Nude campaign. Hey, you mean you want a Christmas card or a holiday card? You mean, well, maybe a Tasty Nude in return. You mean, so if you have any Tasty Nudes, send them to Roman. That's RomanPodcast@gmail.com. If you have any Tasteful Nudes, I'll happily peruse your Tasteful Nudes. Same address, RomanPodcast@gmail.com, and we will happily peruse your Tasty and Tasteful Nudes. And one last thing, do not forget our Review Reach Round. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a Review Reach Round, go to Apple Podcasts and give us a star rating and review. We call that the Review Reach Around.
Yep, that's a 5-star speed bump sex pack reach around.
Awesome. So until next week, I'm Rob Gast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
What would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.